Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Blasingame. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Wade Blasingame. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Cowan steals second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Bateman moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Bateman scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is walked intentionally. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brandt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Locke scores. Rojas moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Astros, 1. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Locke moves to second. Dave Eilers now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locke scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 3-1, Phillies. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Allen. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowan who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 Phillies. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive towards first. White catches it and steps on first to double up Wynn. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wine moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Wine scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Dan Schneider now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Allen steals second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Bateman moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wine hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. Wine reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. White moves to third. It's 6-2, Phillies. Arnold Early now pitching. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Wine scores. It's 8-2, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowan takes first base on ball 4. Bunning moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bunning scores. Cowan goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Phillies. Larry Sherry now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Allen scores. Locke moves to third. It's 11-2, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Morgan scores. Wynn scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Phillies. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rojas. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-6, Phillies. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Astros 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winefields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Bales pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Lee Bales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. It's 11-7, Phillies. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rojas. Staub reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Grant Jackson now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 11, and the Astros 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Allen steals second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Locke moves to second. It's 12-7, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brandt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Astros 7. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bateman strikes out. One out. John Boozer now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 12, and Houston Astros, 7. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.